Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush and joined today by Tammy Silverman from the Indiana Youth Institute. Tammy, how you doing?
I am wonderful. It is great to be with you today, Frank.
Best part of this show is the hour we do before we actually record anything where we solve all the world's problems. But
We try, right?
Yeah,
we try.
Yeah, we discuss all kinds of things. Well, I tell you, but we're going to focus in here on something that is kind of new for Indiana Youth Institute. You guys have a new program that you're trying to inform people about that they may not have heard of before. So tell us, what is it?
We do. We're really excited. It's called the Promise Indiana Program, and what it does is really try to start working with young kids, really kids in elementary school, starting in kindergarten through third grade and then moving on to get them focused on what it will take to be that productive contributing citizen. So, you know, really focusing on either making sure they have visions of getting a credential of some sort of certification and or going on to college, one or the other. You know, not each one is right for every kid, but we want them to start thinking about that, because when we wait sometimes to start talking about that till high school, it's too late.
Yeah, you know, some things, I mean, with kids, depending upon how you start in elementary school, a lot of folks, I think, will sit back and go, wow, they can't even hardly focus on, you know, on the spelling words for that week. So that's got to be a little bit of a challenge to kind of get them thinking in that direction, doesn't it?
It is. And they change their minds a million times, right? And that's okay. But what this program does is by starting to talk about it, you know, a lot of parents talk about this. What do you want to be when you grow up? And, you know, we get a lot of firefighters, a lot of astronauts. We've had a couple of, you know, in central Indiana wanting to work with marine. They want to be a marine biologist. We don't get a lot of hands-on training for that in Indiana, right? But that's okay. It starts to get them to think about, and when they see themselves doing whatever it is, you know, if they start off wanting to be a marine biologist and end up in some other vocation, that's okay, as long as they're thinking about where they're going to go and what it's going to take. And we know that through the research, even thinking about that at a younger age helps them do better in school today.
Okay, now part of what I always do with you is throw down all of these little roadblocks and say, well, how are you going to get around this? So with that in mind, okay, now you're based in Indianapolis, and you see a lot of great things going on up there in the donut, you know, because Indianapolis and all the surrounding communities, where there is huge job growth, lots of high-tech, high-dollar jobs, lots of expansion and growth and everything. But here in West Central Indiana, where we have about 5 or 6 of the top 10 unemployment rates in the state, and we have a lot of other problems. Not saying that you don't have them up there, but they seem to be more concentrated here. How do you get kids at that age to start thinking in the direction you're talking about when you don't get a lot of support at home from the parent or parents to kind of help back that storyline up that you're giving us today?
Sure. Well, and I think that's what's exciting. So Promise Indiana started out of Wabash, Indiana. Didn't start in the donut, right, which I get. And then it kept growing because a lot of these, it's exactly what you said, a lot of the kids in communities need some outside support to help them think long term. They need, and this program really brings in, it works a lot with the schools, not to say the schools need to do everything, because we know that the ask being made of our teachers and educators are already pretty darn high. Mm-hmm. But it's bringing in community foundations, community businesses, a lot of these folks that say, you know, it's in all of our best interest that these kids grow up to be employable, right, and to have that vision to go forward. So it's really kind of acknowledging that it might take more of a messenger than just what's provided at home. Great if there's a wonderful message at home. We need that. We'll continue that. But if not, we also want to wrap around these kids, like I said, to make sure that they're thinking long term so that they can be contributing. You know, they can fulfill the workforce needs as well as be our community leaders going forward.
So let's look at this from a different aspect now, too. I know you already touched on this and kind of mentioned, but I want to get back on this and kind of address this maybe a little bit more in depth. You mentioned the fact that, you know, you deal with the 529, the college savings accounts. Well, that's all grand. But again, if the family at home is barely making the rent and the light bill, putting money away for this. Granted, we all know about the wonders of compounding. Put $5 in now, 15 years down the road, it'll turn into $50. That's all great, but you got to have that original five. And that just doesn't seem to happen a lot.
Well, and then it's not a necessity of this program. So what happens with this program is kind of cool in that the child gets a saving, gets one of these 529 savings accounts. And in one of the communities, for example, they're doing a thing that when kids meet attendance benchmarks, $5 is deposited. If they choose to volunteer in their communities, $5 can be deposited. And really using this as a way to reinforce some of those responsible behaviors that we know benefits kids long term, and the parents don't have to deposit the dollars themselves, right? And so that way, it starts to build, and then there's a synergy and an energy and an excitement that maybe then mom or dad can throw in some dollars, maybe grandma and grandpa throw in some dollars, or aunts or uncles, but it's not wholly contingent upon that, right? That, again, it's kind of creating that incentive and that enthusiasm around each child, independent of whatever their circumstances are at home.
Is part of the goal here, I know the governor's kind of been pushing, you know, trying to get folks trained for some of the high-tech jobs that we have demands for. Is that where part of this is coming from? Is the governor kind of saying, hey, guys, we've got all these jobs here, but none of you is really ready to do it. So is that kind of what part of this is where this comes from?
You're so great at making those connections. I love it. Yes. You know, we know that we need a strong workforce, and we know that Indiana is going to need more and more of those qualified, ready-to-go workers in the future to make Indiana what we want it to be and what it can be. So, yes, this is part of that message. I would also say that the treasurer, Kelly Mitchell, has been a huge proponent of this as a way to get all of our kids thinking about their future so that, again, by the time some kids are juniors or seniors in high school, and they haven't really thought about what's next for them. Again, be that college, be it a 4-year college, 2-year college, or certification, they've already kind of opted out sometimes. They've already seen all the barriers. Let's start a lot younger so that we can start building them up for success so that, again, they'll fill all the needs that they have. You know, we want the kids to be self-sustaining and feel good and be able to support their own families. And we need them to support our workforce so that our state can thrive.
You know, you talked about, and I'll go back, and I know we kind of, again, brushed on this, but I want to go back and kind of emphasize a little bit on this. A lot of folks have said, you know, back in my day, we used to have, you know, voc ed in class. I used to learn how to weld when I was in school. And nowadays, you can't get kids to do anything more than sit there and stare at the TV. And you mentioned 4-year degree, but that's not necessarily where all this is focused on, because not every kid really should sit through 4 years of college. Maybe they really can learn to make big money by helping to weld the buildings together and do other chores like that that need to get done for the folks who go to 4-year schools.
You betcha. And I think, you know, we're having those conversations you know, more robustly now than we have for a long, long time. That being said, my mom was the director of a vocational school, and I can tell you it was the absolute right choice for a big chunk of kids, right? And I think we need to have that whole array of options out there that those certifications, you know, HVAC employees, I mean, I know, we all know what that costs when your air conditioning or heating goes out, but that is those are great jobs, right?
Yeah.
As are plumbing, as are, you know, there's a lot of drafting, there's welding, as you mentioned. Those are wonderful jobs that are in high demand, and we need to make sure that, again, kids know that those exist. They need to, there's also this kind of image of manufacturing, right? That it's kind of the old assembly lines, kind of, you know, what movies portray, and that's not what that is anymore, right? So, you know, we also need to make sure that both students as well as educators have a clear vision of what that looks like. If you go into a manufacturing facility today, it looks dramatically different than it did 10, 15, 20 years ago. Those are great jobs.
Yeah, I was going to say some of the car plants we have here in Indiana, I mean, they're almost like clean rooms.
They are. They look more, you know, they're high tech and they're, yeah, they're really impressive. I don't know. I've only had the opportunity to visit a couple, but it really is eye opening. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of our kids don't have that vision yet, you know, and the more we can put that in their minds as a viable option for them, the better off we will be.
And I imagine part of the goal of this too is if you can get them young enough and get them focused, I mean, let's face it, part of the reason why we've got some of the problems we have getting people to hold down some of the jobs we have in this state is because, just to not put too fine a point on it, they're so hopped up on drugs, they can't pass the test, and so they can't get hired or hold a job, and we've got to keep them clean and keep them from thinking that that's an answer to any kind of a problem, so that way they can actually do this kind of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We know that the opioid crisis, I feel like we talk about it all the time, that is taking such a toll on our workforce and our families and our kids, right? And so we need these kids to be hopeful about their futures. We need them to have a vision forward and a way for them to think about how they can make different choices, right? And how they can have a good job that where they're able to support their families and, you know, just those kind of normal everyday things that we all want, right? And
yeah.
And right now we really are combating the impact of the opioid crisis, particularly we have such a number of kids who have been impacted by their caregivers, their adults, their parents, their grandparents, that are using opioids, that it's really taken a toll, and we can sometimes forget about the kids that are growing up in those homes.
Yeah, one of the big push behind this program, and I know it's kind of a push behind Indiana Youth Institute, Lilly Endowment. They're pretty important in what they're doing with this, right? I give you a chance to kind of plug one of the sponsors here, because I mean, let's face it, these folks spend a lot of money, and they are behind a lot of projects, and this is just kind of the latest.
They are, and I would say, you know, our state would not be anywhere near as productive as we are without their investments in a whole variety of things. I would say right now, you know, the ones we most know about are some of these that are really trying to support the needs of our kids, trying to support, they're working on a big counseling initiative to make sure that the schools have the resources they need to deal with all of the varied needs of their students. You know, they're continuing to work on dealing with and intervening in the opioid crisis, dealing with families that are impacted by substance use disorder. I know they just announced a big investment I believe it was about $100 million that are going into community foundations so that communities and counties throughout the state can prioritize what's important to them and have those local responses built in. So you're absolutely right. They are investing some significant dollars to really try to help our state move forward.
Now, of course, if folks kind of decided that they just found this show entertaining, like 5 minutes after we started, and they started paying attention, you can always go to our website and listen back to it. But, of course, if you're interested in Promise Indiana, where do you go to find out more? How do you kind of get involved in this? What do you do?
Certainly. You can go to our website, which is iyi.org, very straightforward, and there's information there about it, as well as Promise Indiana has a website. Pretty soon, within the next 30 days, those will be combined, but for right now, they're two separate, but we're working hand in hand. So you can go to the Promise Indiana website or the Indiana Youth Institute, gosh, mouthful, website, and either one will get you the information you're looking for.
The other thing, too, if folks are interested in the college choice, the 529, the direct savings accounts, that kind of works hand-in-hand with this, but also the college savings accounts, if you're interested in that, talk to your tax professional, and you don't have to be a real ritzy person to have a tax professional. You can find somebody, and they can help you with this, because there is a way that you can work to put away money for college for your kids that will work to your advantage when it comes tax time. And, there's a way you can kind of stick that away there and get a tax advantage. So talk to your tax advisor. Even if you go to H&R Block or someplace like that, they can kind of help steer you in the right direction, or call your local accountant, because there's ways that you can put money away for your kids and it'll help you out on your taxes. And heaven knows, we can all use money or help on our taxes. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We're all looking for those. I would also say the Indiana Education Savings Authority, which is a program of the Treasurer's Office, also has some information about the 529 accounts. So that's also a great resource.
And just as a point of information for some folks too, these 529s and the Promise Indiana, once you put money away in that, it's not like you can go take it out to go buy yourself a new video game. That stuff's, the money's kind of locked up for specific uses. You can't just go willy-nilly and take it out.
You can't, and you're absolutely right, Frank, but there is more flexibility with them than I think sometimes people think about. So, for example, if you have multiple children, it can roll over to another child. So if you put it in the name of Sam, and Sam happens to get a football scholarship, or maybe he does, he decides that he needs to wait on going to college, and you want to roll it down to Sally, you can do that. And I think a lot of folks don't understand some of the flexibility. It can also be used to pay for some of the costs associated with one of those post-secondary options. So it can be used to pay for textbooks and housing. And again, I think there's a little more flexibility. You can absolutely not use it for a video game. You're right about that. But there is a little bit of, there is some wiggle room as long as it's associated to the original intent.
Now that is a hand-me-down that Junior wouldn't mind getting. So that's okay.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. IYI.org is the website. You might want to drop by and check it out. They've got all kinds of cool stuff there, all kinds of reading material on this and a lot of other things too. Tammy Silverman from the Indiana Youth Institute, thank you. And thank you for being with us this weekend. I'm Frank Rush. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.